This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Friday to you. Big on that happy Valentine's Day. I hope you did something for your significant other, your lady, what have you, on this day, unlike a certain John Lopez. Make sure that you make it special.
Hey, plans are percolating.
All right.
Things are in the works.
There's gonna be a follow-up.
I just got to get the right idea.
Hey, I will say it's this.
Day of, he talking about the right idea.
Hey, don't go on Walgreens today after the show.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Kroger parking lot.
Hey, get you. It's going to be packed.
Kroger parking lot. They got those tents up with the flowers in them.
I went in the grocery store yesterday. It was packed.
Yeah.
Everybody was hovering around the Valentine's Day area and the meals and all that stuff.
I like when all the cards are picked over and you end up getting your girl, you know, something.
Just the real generic one.
Here's thinking of you.
To my wife. I was thinking of you.
Yeah. Like, instead of the real heartfelt.
At that point, you might as well write a handwritten letter.
Yeah.
Because that card is not going to do what you think it's going to do.
One year I got her one that said, Happy Bar Mitzvah. But, you know, it's the thought that counts.
No, it's not. No, it's not. All right. How about this thought? Who is going to step into the void that Alex Bregman now leaves on this Astros team? And yes, there's the third base, but hey, Isak Paredes will step in and handle, you know, defensively, he'll be fine. I think offensively, he has opportunity for those shots that there in Wrigley were falling just within the field of play, now have an opportunity to go out over the Crawford boxes. Like, I think that's an opportunity there. But there's another part, like when we talk about Bregman, yeah, it's the on-field, and yeah, he has the slow starts and all those things. He came through big in moments and huge leader guy. Like, that was the thing culturally. He was one of the tent poles of the leadership of the culture that you have developed over this arc of a decade or so with this organization. Who steps in and picks that up? Because I think that really is the part that is not seen. That's the part that you're not going to be able to find in the spreadsheets and the wars and the OPSs and the BABIPs.
You must hate it.
You're not going to find it in those places. No. I know. And I appreciate the joke, but it allows me to get to a sentiment of I'm always like, yo, we need to find a way to, with the numbers, you know, quantify things, because it helps neutralize this. But these are all human beings.
Aaron Schatz was saying it on Radio Row. Like, that's the one thing that, as genius as he is, can't really quantify leadership.
100%. It's a human business.
Yeah.
Right. It's one of the things that I got mad at Daryl Morey for with such a long time is that he treated everybody like chess pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's cool to an extent, but you got to remember the human parts of this.
Yeah.
And the human part of it for Bregman is that's a dude who,
he was the center pole.
Hunter Brown.
You say tent pole. He was the center pole.
Yeah. Hunter Brown talks about his impact. I know Jeremy Pena has talked about the ways in which they would just always talk baseball when they got together. The fact that the man's, you know, learned Spanish in order to make sure that he could better communicate with his teammates. Like, those are the parts of Alex Bregman that I think are you know, really quilted in, you know, the fabric of what he means to this organization and makes him an Astros legend. And with that, now that void is there, who or who, you know, which group of people, because maybe you don't have one person that steps in and handles all of it, but who steps into that void with this team?
Yeah, look, I have a name that just keeps coming back to me because I'm familiar with his story, and I dug in a little bit yesterday just to kind of reconfirm some of the things I'd heard about him. And it's not one that I think anybody would really, you know, immediately jump to. You heard the promo from, you know,
Area 45. Yeah, listen to those fellas. They're great on baseball as well.
Terrific on baseball. And
not to say that they're bad on anything else.
They suck at everything else, but they're really good at baseball.
Don't talk no Texans.
But
don't talk no Texans with them.
No. I'm just kidding.
Playing. I hope you are.
But you heard him talking
about. Don't let PC come in here and touch you up because I ain't defending you.
You heard him talking about Yonner Diaz. And I think that's a possibility. And there's other possibilities. And you might be right. It's going to have to maybe be at least at the beginning, you know, numerous people sort of fill in that role. But I do want to say that you can't overstate how important Alex Bregman was to that clubhouse.
No.
Like ever.
No.
You know,
no.
He was the center pole, so to speak, of it all. So when you start looking at like, okay, who's going to fill that role? I'm going to Christian Walker.
There's somebody on the text line who feels the same as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And let me explain it. Okay.
Please do, because that's not where I would have gone.
This is a guy that you cannot be as beloved as Alex Bregman has been in Houston, as much, maybe even more, in Arizona. This is a guy that he's 34 years old, so he's been around the block. He kind of took a hard path. Even though he was, you know, two-time champion at South Carolina, by the way, that plays into it. He won the world. He went to the College World Series twice at South Carolina.
Been to the World Series as well.
Been to the World Series, and that's where I was going with it.
My bad.
When Arizona lost to the Rangers in the 2023 World Series,
correct.
Everyone was saying Christian Walker. That's the guy. That's the guy that, like, there were stories about. You know, people often talk about. Well, he has an open door policy, or his door is always open. His door on road trips was literally open. He propped it open. He would always have pizza.
It reminds me of like college.
Yeah, and like beers and waters or whatever. And guys would just stroll into his room on road trips and just cut it up with him and talk baseball and sort of learn and all that stuff. And here's the other thing about road trips in baseball and why it's so important to have a guy. They're not fly out Saturday morning, come back after the game like the NFL. They're not even, you know, three games in 5 days like in the NBA. They're long road trips.
Yeah, they spend time together.
These
dudes are family more than their actual families are family.
And not only that, but their season is the longest in sports. I mean, it's 162 games. You have to have elite.
Are you saying it's a marathon and not a sprint?
I guess I am. But three gold gloves, older guy, revered in Arizona, comes in and there's a space for him to maybe establish himself. I'm not saying it's going to be, you know, opening day, but I think he's going to be the leader of this team.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But he's new to what you're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of weird to have somebody come in a place where you have an established culture for a pretty significant amount of time right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then just be like, hey, I am now a leader guy.
Well, I don't think you necessarily stated.
No. Yeah. I know it's not stated.
Hey,
but
boys,
like,
I'm the leader now.
Right. Yeah. What is that? Captain Phillips?
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm the captain.
Yeah.
Now. Like, I don't think that it goes quite like that. But I find it hard to think that he's going to be like central in that way. I think mm-hmm. that he'll absolutely come in and have a leadership role. But I don't know that I would look at it in that way, but maybe you could be right in that. I don't know. I keep tending towards, although from the 619 here on the text line, someone said Lance McCullers, which is when, if he's healthy,
Figgy can't even help himself.
All right, as what? As a leader?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if he's healthy, maybe, like, that's one of the things that's tough about sports is that when you get injured, we were talking about this with Garrett Wallow on Super Bowl Radio Row. He, this past season, dealt with, you know, having a pectoral injury and it kept him away from his squad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, you're in a different group. You're not amongst the guys. And so if Lance McCullers can actually get in there and do things, it'd be useful. In fact, I think he was talking actually earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Espada was talking about wanting him to get a chance. And he was talking about maybe hopefully getting in a little bit of throwing during spring training mm-hmm. headed into the regular season. So, like, if you are to believe what the organization and what Lance says about himself, maybe you actually see him relatively early in the season. I understand. I'm trying to put all the verbal asterisks that I can on this.
Hold on. Is this 2025, 2024, 2023, or 2022? Right. Which year is this?
All right.
Okay, and back to the leadership thing.
I think that Jeremy Pena is
Jeremy Pena's a candidate.
It seemed like that would be the perfect person because mm-hmm. he did come in as a rookie, won the World Series,
mm-hmm. huge, and had a huge role in that series.
MVP.
Yes.
And it seemed like now this is that time for him to step up. Bregman's gone. So it seemed like that would be the perfect person to step up in that role.
They did the HEB commercials together.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly that matters a whole bunch. No, but on a serious level, like, They were teammates on the left side of that infield. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I had to do the mm-hmm. had to do the letters.
Which way you're looking?
That's right. but they were the teammates on that side of the infield, and like they have a lot of conversations. I recall like them talking about Pena talking about how mm-hmm. they would get together and just talk baseball a whole bunch. And I imagine that like you would hope that some of that has siphoned to Pena, who is at one of those historically important positions, but mm-hmm. as a dude who. He is also a tie to the history. I know that Altuve would be one of those guys you think of, but I don't know how much.
Well, that's part of it with
that
me.
That shifts, yeah.
Like when you look at, okay, who's going to step into the leadership role? I think Jeremy Pena is a candidate. I think Yonner Diaz is a candidate. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying put a pin in this because I think we're going to be here, you know, come, you know, June, July, August saying, boy, Walker has really been the guy here. I really feel that. And part of it is process of elimination. Altuve is not that guy.
Yeah.
He's just not. I mean, he's respected beyond words. He, you know, obviously produces, et cetera. But he's just, I mean, Adam Spillane repeatedly talks about, like, no. You know, he just does his job and he's respected.
Right. Leader in action and how he works.
Yeah. I don't think Jordan is that guy. I think Jordan is just a freak that does his job.
He is a menace. That's what he is.
And not necessarily like rallies the troops, so to speak. I don't think Fromber is that guy.
Yeah.
So it kind of narrows it down to like Pena and Yonner. But I think Walker is just so respected. Three straight gold gloves, carried a team to the World Series. He's been there. He's older. You know, he's 34 going on 35. I really feel like he's going to sort of establish himself in
that
role.
I do think that's a good point. Yeah. I think looking at Walker, I think we can look at Walker like Joe Mixon. when he came in, because
maybe Stephon Diggs was a comparison that was made on the text line.
But see, when Joe Mixon came in, he wasn't even voted as a captain.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then as the season went on, he stepped up as a guy. And I think he eventually became captain, right? If I'm
He became a captain. Remember, it was a big deal for him then.
Yeah, I think when it was nut cutting time, then that's when I do think Walker could step up.
I really do.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's going to be necessary. I just really hope that you could continue. This is the dynasty conversation we were having yesterday. You can continue that culture because the culture mattered, mm-hmm. and it always matters, but it mattered a good amount in how this team came to get to the places that they have. And so you hope that you have that same place. And somebody said Pena can't be that because of performances and all that. Well, I mean, I understand that the batting needs to find some consistency. He needs to lay off that slider. I know that the slider ends up giving him a lot of hell.
Yeah.
But like, the performance on the diamond is usually pretty damn good. Outside of last year, he had a little bit of slippage defensively. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a lot of respect for what he is and like the way that he works in that clubhouse. I think that that's the part that matters a lot. But I understand, like, if he is not doing what he needs to do, it's tough to like focus on getting yourself right and also be a voice of leadership in the clubhouse. One way or another, I think I'm super intrigued to hear what the likes of Sean, Seth, and Spo say when they get out to West Palm Beach. And what is that, about 10 days at this point, or less, in fact? It's mm-hmm. 10 days, because I'm also have to consider the weekends. But 10 days they'll be out there in West Palm Beach, and I imagine that they'll be able to get the sights and sounds, the benefits of them being out there. Like, it's not just, hey, what are we seeing in spring training games and what are we hearing on social media? It'll be, what are they seeing being around the club? And I think that will give us some insight into what this club looks like going forward. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on this Friday. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including, seems like a race is going to happen. Let's talk about it next.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.